You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
The shopping mall has been with us for about 70 years. The mall's founder was Victor Gruen, a socialist escaping from Nazi-occupied Austria. Gruen wanted to create a Europeanized, pedestrian-friendly America. Today, one of the leading retail architects in the world says he hates shopping and is more interested in creating a space for lonely people to go. These are a couple of the facts that Helene Kladeski unearths in her latest film, Malls Are Us. Helene Kladeski is a Montreal-based filmmaker, and she joins me this morning from Quebec. Hello, Helene.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. What drew you to the idea of making a film about malls?
Well, actually, the concept of the film came from producer Ina Fitchman, and at one point she asked me whether I was interested in reading the research that was being compiled. And once I started reading, I thought, okay, this is the kind of film I want to direct. Because growing up in the suburbs, I grew up just outside of Toronto in the suburbs, I spent every weekend of my youth in a shopping mall. And so I had great affection on one hand towards the mall, but as I grew up and I lived in great cities, I live now in Montreal, I kept away from malls as much as I could. And just traveling around the world, I realized how so much urban space and suburban space has been transformed by malls. It changed my opinion of malls. And so I felt that I was a good person to both celebrate the mall and also to critique it. So that's really the evolution of the project. And I really felt that the film should be about mall space rather than shopping. Of course, there is a very strong connection. But I think it's important for people just to, you know, when they go to the mall or when they think about going to the mall, just stop and really look at what's going on and experience everything that the mall is giving us in terms of that experience.
Now, in the film, you interview some really interesting people. One of the people is the person I referred to in my introduction, and his name is John Jurdy, and he wanted to make a space for lonely people to be. And I was very intrigued when I heard that, because I never think of the mall as a place where people go to find community.
We were very surprised when we met John Jurdy, because we call him just among crew members, we called him our poet mall architect, because he realized that in North America, for example, that people come together mostly around shopping and consumerism. And so he said, though, as an architect interested in building places for the common people, in a perfect world he would be building opera houses, but because common people don't congregate there, they congregate in malls, his choice was to make beautiful places for, quote, ordinary people. And I think he sees that there's a lot lacking in terms of communal space in United States and in North America, that people have lost their ability to form community. And so he thinks in a kind of idealistic way that these shopping places can potentially be community spaces, or some kind of community spaces, not perhaps pure community spaces, but the best that we've got. So he wants them to be as beautiful as they can be.
And you give the remarkable statistic that in a year, 1 in 7 people on the planet walk through one of his structures.
That's correct, because he has malls in every part of the planet. So, and his malls do receive, you know, countless visitors. So all these I really was looking for people who were very passionate about malls, not only in a positive way, but in a very negative or in a way that would critique the mall as well. And I think all of these people give us a kind of kaleidoscope of images and understandings of the mall, because in my research I found that there's not just one mega theory of the mall. For some communities in the United States, primarily right now, the mall might be the only quasi-collective space that exists. It might not be a great space, but it might be the space where people meet up. And there could be a lot of affection for that place, and that's why we follow these dead mall activists who are mourning the loss of dying malls in small communities. On the other hand, in India, we're watching new malls take root, which is uprooting, actually displacing merchants and small-time shopkeepers. So malls have different relationships with the people in different parts of the world. And I think this film, Malls R Us, gives us a taste of how wide that impact, and in some cases how very different that impact can be.
I was struck by the footage that you shot in India, and one of the things that struck me was the difference, I guess, between what I think of as a North American model, where the mall comes along and puts the small shopkeepers out of business, whereas in India, the mall comes along and actually they are physically shut down. The shopkeepers are physically shut down so that there will be no competition when the mall comes in.
This was very, very sobering to witness when we were in India, because I think the evolution of the mall in North America, although it happened, you know, relatively quickly, what's happening in India today are really strong arm tactics. So there are a number of very powerful developers, and they're redesigning the urban and suburban space at such a rapid pace, and it's the little people, the common shop owners and people who have market spaces for, you know, traditional market spaces for so many decades are being displaced in such a cruel way. And all over the world we were curious whether we would find groups of people that were protesting the mall, because it just doesn't happen that often. Sometimes you hear about a protest against Walmart, but often malls creep into communities and people deal with it, or they enjoy it, or they, you know, maybe they don't like it, but you don't hear about mass protests. Whereas in India, that's what amazed us, that there were thousands upon thousands of people that were willing to get out onto the street and sometimes in an almost violent way show their dissatisfaction with mall development, because it just means such huge changes to traditional market spaces.
One of the real beauties of the film, I thought, were the conversations that you almost seem to eavesdrop on people talking in malls, talking to each other about how they felt about malls.
That was a fun thing to do, because I felt that, you know, you can get the philosophy of the mall developers, the mall architects, who will make you think that, you know, mall development they're creating the monuments of our times. But how do people in the mall, how do regular shoppers experience it? And again, when we almost eavesdrop on people and ask them to share with us their intimate feelings about mall, it's again a very revealing process. Again, in India, we have the conversation between a mother and a son, and the son is kind of like an upcoming yuppie, and the mother is a more traditional, has more, I guess, you know, believes more in the traditions of her country. And within that conversation, you see that, you know, young people want that kind of air-conditioned space and want, you know, the movies and the easy access and the easy parking and the artificial light that the mall offers, whereas the mother is saying, whoa, you know, what kinds of values are we really participating in when the mall comes to town?
One of the critics you spoke to was a theologian called John Paul, who had a unique take on the symbolism of malls. Tell us about him.
Well, he says that he studied a lot of malls, particularly in the United States, and he believes that malls they communicate a language that is sometimes invisible, or we're not really conscious of that language. But inside the mall, we can see, let's say, flowing water and green trees and light and the kind of high ceilings. And these are all symbols that we see in sacred architecture. And so he's often pointing to what we experience in when we're in a sacred architecture that is feeling like there's something large, transcendent going on. And he's saying that in some ways mall architects have, whether consciously or not, they've picked up on what that kind of architecture can do to us, and incorporated into mall design. And it's almost a way where you feel lost in a mall. And I think many of us have gone to malls and thought, you know, where am I? And I don't know where I've just been. I don't know where my car is. I don't know how to get out of here. He said that those feelings of being lost are tied to sacred architecture. And the way that it's manipulated within malls is that we're lost, and we cling on to buying something to feel a sense of stability. Now, not everyone will buy his theory, but I think it's very interesting to go inside a mall and just look for all these symbols. Look for, you know, flowing water. Look for greenery and light, and just take a moment to see the kinds of the kinds of symbols that you see around you, and whether they're having an effect on you.
Why did you choose the title Mulls Are Us? Because I don't think of mulls being me.
Well, I think they're... I chose that title because whether one goes to malls or not, and I don't go to malls anymore either, but I think malls are reshaping our cities. The way that many, many people shop today is in malls, and the way that our cities are being redesigned to incorporate malls, these big retail structures, whether it's malls or Walmart or these big box stores, all this kind of redesign and this kind of development do affect us all. And so I guess it's almost like a warning or a kind of a cautionary suggestion to think, unless we become conscious of how many cities in the developing world, for example, are being readjusted to incorporate a new kind of shopping structure, how is our planet being challenged by these, both culturally and ecologically? All these things will have an impact on us. So I think it's some kind of call to take responsibility for all of us and look around at how our cities are being built.
Well, it's a fascinating and also a sobering film, and I really encourage people to try to get to see it. Thanks very much.
Thank you. All the best.
I've been speaking with Montreal-based filmmaker Helene Kladowski. Her latest film is titled Malls Are Us.